escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Hey, everybody, good morning. 1 hour away from the rivalries jerseys being revealed. We have a Dolphins leak. We've seen their black jerseys, which might represent Miami Knights. So a Bills uniform set in an hour. We'll see what it looks like. They'll wear it week five against the New England Patriots in a Sunday night game. Checking in now with 14 teams in 14 days as we prepare for the season. We're going to go to Pittsburgh and chat with Christopher Carter, host of Locked On Steelers, for a little look at the Steelers season. The Bills will go to Pittsburgh this year and play the Steelers. Good morning, Christopher. Jeremy and Joe, thanks for taking some time today.
What's up, guys? Guys, great to be on with you guys again.
1 week away from the season. We're excited, you know. I mean, Bills are hoping to take one more step, maybe two more steps. For Pittsburgh, what is it this year? It's Aaron Rodgers. It didn't go well in New York. We saw that firsthand here in Buffalo. What is the ceiling? What is it for Pittsburgh this year?
I think the Steelers are looking at potentially having an 11-win season if all things go right. I don't think they win the division this year, but I do think that they can get themselves in a better wild card position where maybe they can get the fifth seed and play the lowest division winner of the AFC, and that would give them a chance to actually compete in the playoffs rather than getting blown out by the Ravens, the Bills, or the Chiefs as they have been the last three times they've been in the playoffs.
How likely do you think they are to achieve that? Not just to make it, but to win one of those games. And it could be very different, right, based on their opponent. I mean, that could depends on the division. If they are the 5 seed and you get an AFC South winner, it's very different than coming to Buffalo or Kansas City. So I guess for you, does it need that? Or could you even see them knocking off a big team like that if things go well with Aaron Rodgers?
See, to me, it's less even about Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is, like, for the problems with Aaron Rodgers with the Jets was that they brought him in to be the guy, to be the only thing that was going to save them in that with their franchise. They paid him $40-plus million. They handed him the keys. He was able to pick his coordinators, his teammates, all those factors, right? The Steelers have done none of that. None of his coaches are with the Steelers. You look at the players they've added. Now, they wanted to add Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That didn't work through the waiver wire. But I think that what they've done is they said, hey, Aaron, just come and be part of something that you can just be a good player in and be an efficient quarterback. What's really going to determine the Steelers' success this year are two things: how good their defense can be with the changes that they've made, and how well their offensive line develops, because that's where all their picks have been the past few years. You look at Broderick Jones in the first round, Troy Faltano in the first round, Zach Frazier in the second round. They've really invested in this group being better, and they've looked better in the preseason. Now they just need to show it during the year. But if they achieve those things, then I think Aaron Rodgers, all he has to do is just be an efficient quarterback. He doesn't have to be a high-volume passer. All he has to do is just kind of, hey, let's keep the interception rate down. Let's take advantage of when we see opportunities in other teams' defenses. Steelers. And if he does those factors, I think that the Steelers can get to 11 wins. But again, they got to stay healthy. Jalen Ramsey, I think, plays a big factor in this and how he plays this year. But there's a lot of things, but I think that Aaron Rodgers, he's happy to be somewhere where he doesn't have to be the commander-in-chief, if you will.
14 teams, 14 days, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield Protection Warranty on new and used vehicles. Christopher, have there been rumblings of another move coming for the Steelers? I feel like the Steelers writers that I follow have indicated that they expect something still to come.
So here's the thing. Omar Khan is looking to make a move somewhere. He wants to add a wide receiver, maybe find some offensive line depth. But they are not, like a lot of people try to say the Steelers are all in this year. The Steelers are not all in. If they were all in, they would have traded up draft picks for this year already to make some of the moves they have. They wouldn't have given up George Pickens. They wouldn't have given up Minkah Fitzpatrick. They would have said, hey, here's our second or third or first round picks for the trades that they have made for DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey and such. But instead, the Steelers, what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to make themselves a little bit more better for right now while still keeping the window open for the future, because their ultimate plan is to draft a quarterback in this upcoming draft class. They really like this class with Cade Klubnik, with Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier. I doubt Arch Manning is in the picture, but that's something that I think that they're, you know, but in general, they still just really like this class. So I think that's the thing that people need to realize, is that as the Steelers are looking to make a move, it's not a move that's going to be a blockbuster. Like a lot of people are saying, oh, Terry McLaurin. I'm like, first of all, Terry McLaurin ain't leaving the Commanders. That's going to get worked out. I think it could be more of like a Romeo Dubs type player, a guy on the back end of his rookie deal who's fallen down his depth chart a little bit, and his team is like, hey, we can move on from this guy for a very minimal trade swap. I think that's what Omar Khan's looking for right now, and if the Steelers make a move, it'll be something along those lines.
Yeah. Do you think that move does Gabe Davis qualify as that move? He visited in Buffalo last week after he visited with Pittsburgh, although yeah, it's been over a week since then, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was the second time they visited him, or he visited them, and it makes me wonder if his knee is okay, because that knee was what kind of got him out of Jacksonville, and now he's been there twice in Pittsburgh. Unless Omar Khan is, like, you know, kind of gauging to other situations, I thought they would have pulled the trigger when he last visited Pittsburgh. Of course, he could also be looking for the best situation for himself, right? Like, if I get to reunite with Josh Allen, that'd be better than, you know, linking up with old man Aaron Rodgers. But I do think Gabe Davis is one of their options. I just don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah. The offense as a whole, so we talked about Rodgers a little bit. The fit with him and Arthur Smith, like, do you feel like that, how has it sounded, I guess, throughout training camp, him being in an offense that, I mean, Smith in general, he's going to run two tight ends a lot, play action. Do you feel like Rodgers will adapt to that type of offense? It's a little different, I think, than maybe even a lot different than what he's run a lot in his career.
No, I agree. It's definitely different. I think he's willing to adapt, because Arthur Smith is adapted to having Aaron Rodgers. Like in the last few years where he's had Russell. Well, last year, that really was the first year he's in Pittsburgh. But last year he had Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and they didn't use the middle part of the field, partially because they didn't trust their quarterbacks to read the middle part of the field. But they're using a lot of more middle field concepts that allow Aaron Rodgers to use, hey, what's one of the best factors he's always had in his career? His cerebral ability to pick apart defenses and read what's going on. And I think that's what they're kind of relying on. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to read some of these middle of the field routes and be a smarter quarterback than what the Steelers have had even before Arthur Smith, with Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. And that's where they're going to say, hey, we're tailoring this offense so that you can do a little bit more of those things. But still, yeah, they're still going to be using some double tight end sets. Don't be surprised if they come out in some triple tight end sets, because they really like their number three tight end in Darnell Washington, who's been with the team for the past few years. So I do think that there's going to be some adjustment on his part. But rest assured, Arthur Smith's also adjusting to things that Aaron Rodgers wants. I watched from training camp, from the early parts, where Aaron Rodgers was kind of eyeing down some of the Steelers receivers and saying, like, hey, need you to be more specific in what we're doing here. But they've ironed out some details, and I really like some of the young guys they got behind DK Metcalf. Calvin Austin, a fourth-year player who's really fast, runs a 4.3 40-yard dash. And Roman Wilson, the guy who didn't get to play last year out of Michigan, he's another speedster who they've really liked. And I think that both of them, with their ability to kind of get loose against defenders, are going to be bonuses for Aaron Rodgers this year. So I do think that they got some things keyed up that'll fit his skill set.
Christopher Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast, covering the Steelers with us, breaking down Pittsburgh. Christopher, thanks for the time, and we'll maybe chat down the line when the Bills and Steelers meet this year.
Thanks, fellas. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. I always forget the Bills play the Steelers this year. I don't know why it just kind of sneaks by me.
Yeah, November 30th, week 13, 4:25 in Pittsburgh.
Be a good game to go to, right?
Yeah, I've never been to that stadium for anything. It's drivable.
Mm-hmm.
November in Pittsburgh. That's not bad, right? Well, it's late November. It's last time they were in Pittsburgh.
It's not the Tyler Croft game, is it?
Yes. That is why I was trying to picture
Sunday Night Football?
The Bills in that stadium, and because that game was at night, and it was a COVID year, right?
I don't know about that. No, my wife went to that game where the Bills clinched the division by beating the Steelers. Tyler Croft, touchdown kind of late. Is the score like 16-9 or something?
Okay.
What is the score of that game?
17-10.
Oh, I was close. Right? 17-10?
They don't win the division that year, though.
That's the wild card year. They clinch a playoff spot? What is it?
It must be a playoff spot.
Okay.
Because that's 2019.
Gotcha.
They're a wild card team at Houston, so that must have been for the playoffs. Maybe do they also clinch a division the next year against? They beat the Steelers the next year at home.
Yeah, but that's
in December.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the clinch of the division. Did they do that back-to-back years, clinch something against Pittsburgh? I don't know.
I just remember that game being something clickable or something clinchable, I should say.
Yeah.
Because that's why she went. It was like they can clinch. If they win that game, they clinch.
It must have been for the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
They've played four times in a row in Buffalo, then Pittsburgh, and then Buffalo before that. So they've only, in the last 12 years, they've only played in Pittsburgh one time. So.
Yeah.
2013, they played in Pittsburgh. Remember that game at all?
Hold on.
In Pittsburgh, they lost.
Hold on. Yes. Yes, I do. I remember that game. That's a game because right before that game, they lose 23-10. Ooh. Somebody got beat bad on a play action. Why do I remember
for
that?
For a touchdown?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's see, touchdowns in that game.
The thing I remember about that game is before that, Stevie Johnson didn't play, okay?
Yeah, I don't have him on.
Okay, because this is a very random reference.
Yeah, and the Bills leader in catches that day was Chris Gregg.
Chris Gregg.
No, wait, there's Stevie. He 3 for 48.
He played?
Yeah, 3 for 48 on 10 targets.
Maybe he didn't play the next game. He was coming back from injury.
Chris Gregg. He caught a touchdown. In that game. The Chris Gregg game, they call it.
The Pittsburgh game, I guess it's a different game. I just remember there was a game, because 2013 is Marone, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marone and EJ.
Marone. Yep. They scored 10 points.
They scored 10 points.
Yeah, young Parcells. The thing I remember about, I thought it was that Pittsburgh game. Maybe it was right before, right after. Maybe right after they lose. See, Stevie played the next week.
Let's see.
There's a game where Stevie Johnson misses, and I ask Marone a question, something along the lines of, what's harder to replace? You know, the player on the field who's the top receiver, or the guy that knows the offense the best, right? Like the idea that you have to go to a second string player.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the physical tools you miss or the understanding of the offense? And he got so mad that I was suggesting, I don't even know.
Suggesting what?
He flipped out. He flipped out on the air.
Does not even sound like a. It sounds like a.
I was just trying to, you know, ask
layup,
you know,
question.
Just absolutely flipped out on me.
He missed the next week against the Jets.
Okay, so it was after that game.
So he maybe got hurt in the Pittsburgh game.
Okay,
yeah,
flipped out.
Yeah, he only played 60% of the snaps.
What kind of question is that? You know, are you guys with us or against us? Like one of those ones where he's asking if we're. Aren't you guys get on the team?
Right.
That was Marone's second season, right? He's 2012.
Yeah.
Because in 2012. He was a delight on the air. And in 2013, he changed. He was just a different person. He was mad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was so miserable all the time. And that was part of it.
That was his first year with the Bills, but it was late. So maybe he morphed in the middle of the season.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the moment when it all turned.
Maybe. Who knows?
Hey, they won that game against the Jets the next week, even without him. They scored 37. I don't remember any of this.
No.
Manual, 245 and 2 touchdowns.
Nothing.
These stats don't look like they should have scored 37 points this game. How did they score? This is how they scored 37 points this game. You had a Denoris Searcy pick six. Turnovers by the Jets. There you go. That's the answer.
Speaking of, who'd you just mention?
Not the 2013 Bills.
Pittsburgh. Oh, speaking of road trips.
Pittsburgh.
College road trips.
Yeah, so we were talking with Howard in here about...
Because Howard popped in a minute ago. He didn't come on the air. I told him
I'd never been to a major college game.
Yep.
So
you went to Syracuse last year, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you were talking about going to Syracuse last year.
No, it didn't happen.
And I told you...
I was going to go see them play Miami.
Gotcha. Yeah,
but it didn't happen.
Do we have our first look at the rivalries uniforms? I think we might.
For the Bills?
Maybe. I think we might.
We got a leak?
I think we do.
Okay. This is exciting.
I don't think this
is kind of the drop. Oh, are you looking at this graphic that I'm also looking at that has all of them?
Yes.
It looks computer generated to me. Just want to throw that out there. Doesn't mean it's wrong.
That's right. It has the Dolphins one. It would have, if this were correct,
sportslogos.net is usually on the stuff, and this guy's from sportslogos.net.
If this is the case, four of the eight are just black jerseys. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but San Francisco, Miami, the Jets.
The Jets would just be
Rams.
A congratulations. Where Seattle might look cool here. And the Patriots doesn't look anything different than what they wear. If this is the Bills one, I think this is a good sign. It's white. It almost looks like a UB white road jersey.
It does kind of look like UB.
It looks like UB, yeah. But it looks like if this is it. No, you know what? I think that is a UB jersey. That's a UB. It says Buffalo on the. Whatever.
Yeah, it does.
It looks a lot like a UB jersey. If this is it, I don't think this is that bad.
I like this.
If this is it, it's a gradient number, white uniform, blue outline. The helmet would be white.
Looks like there's a little bit of texture in the middle of the helmet, where the stripe would normally be.
Which I have heard, I had someone write in that the helmet stripe might be like ice cracking.
It looks like ice. It looks like ice cracking to me.
If these are them, hold on. I must prepare for what you have to say when you see New Jersey. These are clean. Wow, so clean.
Well, especially when they're white.
For sure.
They have to be white.
Yeah. G1's posted on the stream. All right, where do we see that? Who tweeted out this, whatever, this rumored leak? It includes all eight.
It's at the Twitter account for it?
Yeah.
Andrew Lind, who is a writer at sportslogos.net.
Okay.
And they are normally pretty good on this stuff.
So if you're on the stream, we're going to put it up on the stream. You'll be able to see what we're looking at here on the YouTube stream. And can you zoom in on the Bills one? Is that possible to do that? I'm not sure if we can, like, clip that. This is from Andrew Lind. And if this is them, I would say already ranked, Cardinals, Bills, Seahawks have done well.
The Cardinals one is awesome.
It looks very good.
The Cardinals has like a sand texture.
You can't see the whole
to
thing.
The uniform. I like the logo on the helmet. It's just red.
Yeah. If this is it, there's the Bills one. Okay. Like that looks like UB.
It does look a little like UB.
I am here to defend gradient graphics to my death. I think gradient is fine. You've got graphic design people that can't stand a gradient. I think it's fine. If this is what the Bills uniform is, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to see more details.
It's cool without
I
think it's cool without being what I originally hoped for this series when it was first announced, which is just the wildest NFL uniforms you've ever seen.
Yeah, I was hoping for some crazy wild stuff.
And they haven't done that at all.
I don't know that the Bills
not at all. But they're not what you see from other leagues where you see City Connect in baseball or City Connect in the NBA where they will go off the wall. These are nice. They are different. I wouldn't describe them as off the wall.
No. G, can you zoom in on Seattle? Because Seattle, we can't see everything that's going on here.
Seattle looks like one side of the helmet is a different color than the other side of the helmet.
Yeah. If we zoom in on Seattle, it looks like, again, their teaser video was about sound and waves and the idea that, like...
Right.
So, yeah, scroll up. Like I just went to a commercial on YouTube. Sorry about that. At least for my feed, it did. The Seattle one looks... potentially the coolest.
He zoomed in on it.
Okay. I'm in a camera. Hold on, let me skip this. That one to me looks potentially the best. The black ones are just worthless.
Yeah.
I mean, the Niners are going to wear black. The Rams are going to wear black. Worthless. Congratulations. You made four more black. Every team just added a black jersey. And now four more teams are adding a black one. Congratulations. Have a good time.
I'm very happy the Bills didn't.
You might say the Bill. Oh, what did the Bills do? They added a white one. Sure, that might be right. But if this is it, I think I like the first look, and I think I'm back to being encouraged. I'm back to thinking it does look like a UB Bulls jersey. That ready for this?
It looks more like a stormtrooper than their stormtroopers.
Maybe. Do you like this idea? Because I told you who I want to get my next jersey, right?
Deion Dawkins.
Yeah.
You want to get this in Deion Dawkins?
I mean,
he is the snowman.
That's the idea. Ready?
You're going to get the name on the back says snowman?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Right?
Kind of like that.
Custom make 77 snowman.
Yeah.
I'm now 46. This is the age you start to really appreciate offensive linemen. I'm supposed to start to really value the line now.
You are, yeah.
I think this is like a perfect storm scenario of like you get a white jersey that's supposed to be like about snow.
77 snowman.
Yeah.
And I'd like they're going to be thousands of those.
I'd like to go further, and I think we should all protest the NFL or that they allow Deion Dawkins
to have him be snowman?
To say snowman on the back of his jersey when they wear these, and also not have the number 73, but just have a snowflake in place of the number on both sides.
That looks like an asterisk. Snowflake.
I guess it does.
No, you could add the little tines on the end of it.
Yeah, there's a little details where like the little branches off of the stems that make it look more like a snowflake than an asterisk. Do that.
Well, I am encouraged by this. I think the Jets look like death. The Rams might have some redeeming qualities. The Niners, get out.
The Rams at least have like the really bright yellow that's going. And I don't know if that blue is on their jersey or if that's like the light from the graphic. There's a blue on the Rams' shoulder. I think that's on the uniform. I can't tell.
I don't know.
I hope it is.
It looks like lighting. The top three to me.
The Niners look like a uniform that they've made 10 years ago.
Right. Just no value.
Yeah. No. Arizona's is nice. I love Arizona. Arizona's going to be number one for me. I think
Arizona, Buffalo, Seattle are going to be the top three.
And New England just, I don't know.
We'll see. You can't see enough of it. Maybe there are elements of it that are cool. Well, we find out officially at 10 o'clock.
If these are real. It still does look computer generated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
These aren't real. Like, that's not a real picture of Keon Coleman.
No, that's right. But again, this is Andrew Lind, as you pointed out, from sportslogos.net.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to make that up.
No.
And these are going to be them.
That site is always on top of this, on uniform stuff and logo stuff all the time, too. So. All right. For now, I'm going with it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's what it is.
I can't believe four of them. I can't believe four of them are black. I can't believe it. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could make the same criticism if four of them were just white. And the Bills have a white one. But the idea of white here is that it's connected to the region. Snow, winter, winter's coming. Like, that makes sense. What about San Francisco? It's like, oh, black uniforms.
I don't know. Like, throw some colors around.
Listen, I am very relieved because
colors,
there are eight uniforms that come out. And if one of them is the Bills and I like it, and there are other ones that I hate, that's like hitting for the cycle for me. I scratched every itch. I got a new uniform I like. I got some I get to hate on.
Yeah.
Perfect. When are the Kraken coming out with their third jersey that's going to glow in the ice with like that, you know, bioluminescent color?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be soon. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550. We have to run waivers on our former Bill, future Bill draft.
We do. And before the break, if you're caller 5 right now, 2214-WGR, you win a pair of tickets to Deftones with special guests Fanagram and the Barbarians of California at KeyBank Center on September 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Sal Capaccio and Matt Bove are taking It's Always Game Day in Buffalo on the road, the BFLO store. Join them on Wednesday, September 3rd, 6:30 p.m. at BFLO store's Transitown Plaza, Williamsville location. You can be part of the live audience, hear their takes on the season that will be coming up a couple days after that. Gear up for game day when you shop their massive selection of Buffalo Bills gear, including BFLO's own tailgate collection. You get all the details on our website, WGR550.com. And we'll see you on September 3rd at the BFLO store, official retailer of the Buffalo Bills.
Waiting for the Buffalo Bills rivalries uniforms to drop. We had someone from sportslogo.net send out a picture of all of them. And I've had one or two people write back, that's not them. Now, through this process, I've had a little bit of, I've seen them, I was part of the photo shoot, blah, blah, blah. I've seen them, that's not them.
That's what
that's what a person, at least one in our chat has said, that's not them. Okay. The idea that this is not them, like, it's a lot of work to go through for a reputable website that is based in uniforms and logos and jerseys to make a fake graphic out of nowhere.
I know.
It's a long way to go. It features the Dolphins one that's reportedly leaked. And, you know, past that, I don't know. We'll see. 1-888-552-550.
Guess they could be better.
Sure.
If they were a little more to them, maybe, like something on the shoulders.
There might be stuff we kind of can't really even see yet.
Or
listen,
that,
when the Sabres dropped those Turnberger jerseys, the fronts and the backs were different.
Right.
Don't forget that. The fronts were yellow and the backs were blue.
Well, the fronts were two different kinds of yellow also.
And then the backs were blue.
What a disaster. That's never going to be worn again, right?
The Sabres do have a bunch of theme nights coming up.
But that's not one of them. And I don't think ever will be. I would bet
rally towel
100
giveaway.
Times more likely that we'll see the slug again
for
more
Steve
than
Ott
we'll
night,
see that jersey.
Steve Ott night.
They honor Steve Ott.
How about this? This is kind of cool. Of all the Sabres have a bunch of theme nights. So home opener, mascot madness, Bills night. Hockey Fights Cancer Night, Native American Heritage Night, Thanksgiving Celebration, Home for the Holidays, Pride Night, Mental Health Awareness Night, Kids Takeover. Is the Kids Takeover on one of the three afternoon games? Not that many afternoon games. Still mad.
I would bet.
Still really mad about that. Black History Celebration, Olympic Send-Off. That's a new one.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Rasmus Dahlin Commemorative Pin Giveaway. That's a cool idea. Before the Olympics, a send-off. Youth Hockey Day, Girls and Women in Sports Night, Military Appreciation Night, Dingus Day Celebration, and Fan Appreciation Night. And the best gift is probably the butter dish, Thanksgiving butter dish.
Yep.
Not a gravy bowl, but a butter dish.
Yeah. Usually that's the popular one, whatever is coming on that night. There's a bobblehead night, right, too? Is that at the very end? There's a bobblehead giveaway for one of those. I don't remember which one. Yeah, Olympic send-off will be cool. I mean, there'll only be a few, but Darlene will get sent off. Actually, there'll be a few. Darlene, Thompson.
Did you see the USA hockey?
Kulik is going to be on Czechia, I would imagine.
You see the USA hockey tweet from yesterday with Tage in it?
No, I didn't. He was featured, though?
Yes, here it is. So USA hockey tweeted, coming this winter. And it's four players. And you're going to have to help me get who they all are. I know a couple of them here.
Is it from the official USA Hockey account?
Yeah, USA Hockey. It's Tage. And then is that Jack Hughes second?
Find the image.
And I don't know who third is.
Let's see.
A goalie?
Tage Thompson. Is Quinn Hughes.
Quinn Hughes.
Is the second one.
Who's the goalie?
That is Jake Ottinger.
And then who's the fourth?
Jack Eichel. You knew fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I knew who fourth was. Then I switched to playing the game of who's fourth.
Jack Eichel.
Are American Sabres fans ready to root for him? For the country?
What if him and Thompson are on the same line?
That's what I'm saying. His contract's up soon.
Yeah, you got to root for him when he's in the Olympics, like the gold medal game. Yeah, of course you do. Definitely.
Okay. 803-0550.
Are you going to be mad if he wins gold for the U.S.? You can't. Can't possibly. There was a hockey site that picked the Sabres to make the playoffs yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah. J Fresh Hockey. It's one of those analytics accounts on Twitter. 93 points. I will do cartwheels if they get 93 points this season. But at least someone's predicting it.
He did it three times, by the way. He ran three different simulations, and all three times they got in.
You know, sometimes when like PFF run simulations, they'll be like, we ran this 75,000 times. This guy ran it three times.
He's usually pretty good, though. Like,
yeah, they're usually good.
He's usually pretty on point.
Three times. My wife has sent a picture. We have a giant, we have a giant spider at the house, outside. I have a pair of shoes, like old running shoes that I wore, and then we were out for a hike, and I didn't have water shoes, so I just wore these old running shoes in the creek that we were going through, you know, a creek walk.
Okay.
Got home, took them off, left them outside. And in the last 2 days, a spider has moved in. Okay. And I mean a spider.
Big guy.
She told me how big it was yesterday. I didn't get a chance to look at it. And now she has attempted to send me a picture.
How does she describe how big it was?
Big. Huge.
Okay.
There's a huge spider in your shoe. She said she just watched it catch a fly. All right. This spider is for viewing.
Did it eat the fly in your shoe? Must have, right?
It's going to if it didn't already.
Yeah.
So my first thought was like, all right, well, are we going to... Snatched it right out of the air, she said. Okay. So this is a spider that doesn't even need a web. He's evolved. He's next level.
He's... What is he, a frog? Like, this thing is tongue out? How does he grab me with his arm?
I have no idea. Is there a frog spider?
He's Odell Beckham catching a fly out of the air with one hand.
So my first thought was, all right, I got to find out if it's poisonous, because if it could bite somebody and
I don't think we have poisonous spiders.
We do have poisonous spiders in New York State, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody that's a spider expert, call us real quick. Give us some facts. I mean, I've got questions I want to ask.
You think it's just spider experts that are just listening to the show?
Arachnophologists?
Sure. It didn't sound very confident.
I mean, arachnophobia is the fear of it. It's got to be like, yeah, an arachnologist.
Yeah. You think one is listening?
There's got to be someone that knows a lot about spiders listening, yes. Or someone that knows about...
Yeah, arachnologist.
All you got to be is a woodsman. Somebody that hikes.
Okay.
Somebody that is outdoors to know the spiders we have in this area. So I sent her a couple pictures, and I think... The type of spider we're looking at that has now moved into one of my shoes and is going to keep my shoe because I'm not taking it back from this spider is a dark fishing spider.
Okay.
Those are said to be in this area. Dolomites tenebrosus. I know you were waiting for the official.
Yeah, I was waiting for the scientific terminology.
I found one here in a picture in Cuyahoga County in Ohio, living in a bucket. They are huge.
Yeah.
So
what's your move? You're going to burn the shoes? You're going to kill the spider and save the shoes?
Spiders are our friends. They catch other bugs.
Yes.
So yeah. I think I might move the shoe.
But what if he wants to keep moving back into the shoe?
Well, I'll move the shoe into the yard. He can have it. Have the shoe.
You're going to create... You're going to make the shoe into a home for this spider?
The spider already made it a home. I'm just moving the home.
You could kick them out.
The home is on the porch. I don't want to have a run-in with this spider.
Why don't you build like a little wooden like fort for him in the yard and then move him into there? Kick him out of the shoe and then get him into there.
He made the shoe a house. You got to make it a home. You got to give him some stuff. Give him a little like
welcome,
yard.
A little welcome mat.
Give him a pool. Yeah. Treat him nice. If he catches all the bugs, why not? Spiders freak me out. I would throw the shoe across the yard personally, but
have you seen?
I'm a huge.
Did you Google the size? Google.
I won't because if I do, I'll think it's crawling.
I Googled.
You can't even look at this dark fishing spider.
Anytime I see a spider on any like on a screen or even in real life, like I feel like it's crawling on me. I hate spiders.
I Googled it and I can't imagine the one that's in your yard is the size of the one that I'm looking at. Although this was from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And it's,
I think
it looks like it's a foot long. I think the one in your shoe is not a foot long.
I think spider experts are calling in.
That's your guess?
I think so.
The people on hold right now are calling in about this. Described as a tree-dwelling spider. Which is not where it is right
now. That's currently in a shoe.
Yeah, it's in a shoe. So I don't know. Jay, just kill a spider.
JJ in Marilla, our senior spider expert. JJ, what's up?
I got to admit, that's the first time I've ever been called that. All right. Anyway, not an expert, but I'll tell you this. The only spider that has any kind of danger in this area is a brown recluse.
Yeah.
That's the bad guy. I was working out of town, whatever, 5-10 years ago, and I know a guy that got stung by one, bit by one, and he didn't take the medication after getting, you know, bit regularly, and he died. And those are in Western New York. But yeah. Anyways.
All right, there you go, Josh. Sleep well.
Yeah, thanks for that.
All right. Thanks, JJ. Additional senior spider analyst, Rick on a cell. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. I missed that guy before me. What did he say? What kind of spider?
It was a brown recluse brown that he recluse. Was talking about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was. So I work on basements, crawl spaces. Our employees are in and out of them, you know, fixing them. And one of our guys got bit by one and was in the hospital for 40 days. Like, literally bad, bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there a chance this one in my shoe is a brown recluse?
No, I don't think so. If you already, they're pretty easily identifiable by, like, I'm assuming you did some Google or something.
Yeah. I sent my wife a picture. She seems to think it's the dark fishing spider.
Yeah. So brown recluse, they typically like damp, cold, dark places, like a crawl space.
Oh, this is a wet. This is a wet shoe.
Yeah. Well, uh-oh. Yeah. But I'm sure the sun hits it.
True. True. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rick.
I'm looking up pictures of the brown recluse.
I don't think it's a recluse.
I know what it looks like.
I don't think it's a brown recluse.
Feels like a spider I've come across at some time in my life and just didn't know that it was poisonous in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, look at that guy. Don't you like it when they're so big you can see their eyes? You think like,
no, I don't like that, actually.
No?
That's the opposite.
I like everything else but that. There's anything else in the world.
There's one in the area that's like a jumping spider. You ever seen that one? Yeah.
Nope.
The jumping spider is a small little cute guy, and I've seen those. You ever seen one of those?
A small little cute guy. He's talking about a spider.
A jumping spider.
I know the ones he's talking about. Amongst spiders, they are the cutest of the spiders.
Yeah, look at that guy.
No
just
doubt.
Look at that guy.
It's just because of the eyes, though, right?
Yeah, you can look at him.
They've got big like googly eyes.
Yeah.
I guess it's not that bad, but it's still.
Mike in Buffalo, quick. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, I don't know. You know, my social media algorithm has been feeding me a lot of spider feed over the past few months, and they're all of people befriending spiders and training them, and I think it's
training
the
them
wolf, the wolf spider.
Yeah,
and they'll set up like a ruler from one area from one ledge to another ledge, and they'll get the spider to walk over it, and then they'll give it a little fist pound. It could also be AI.
Yeah, I think
I haven't been able to tell, but I've been really getting fed this on my algorithm lately, and it makes me want to do it.
Train a spider.
So, Jeremy, I think this is a terrific opportunity for you.
To befriend a spider.
And train it.
Yeah, you know, well, hey. Right, make lemonade out of lemons. Oh, a big spider in your yard? Make that thing your next guard dog. Beware of spider. Actually, if you put a sign on your fence that said beware of spider, no one would go in the yard.
Yeah, you don't even, you know what? Those signs that you have, like that's just like alarm system, like get rid of that, put beware of spider
beware
in its
of spider.
Place, and no one will ever come near
beware
your house.
Beware of large spider.
Yeah.
not going back there.
Hey, Halloween's coming up. Be a good Halloween decoration. Beware. I've had, this is a fake spider, but I've had a spider web that comes off our house, goes down to the yard, and then it's like a spider crawling up the house. But you would know that's fake.
All right.
Clearly.
I don't know what I'm going to do about this.
We don't have the bird-eating spider here, though, right?
No, not the Goliath bird-eater. Okay. No.
I did read that it's rare that they actually eat birds.
Oh.
Like it's not their normal meal of choice. Like, they will do it, which is why.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why they've earned the nickname, but they're eating other
stuff. They prefer a nice Cobb salad?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. While watching a movie.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All right. Extendo Sports and 13 minutes away from the Bills, reveal of their rivalry's uniform. We'll find out what it looks like. We think we have a leak, but we got to see if it's real. So stay tuned.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Be caller 5 right now at 716-221-4WGR to win a pair of tickets to the National Buffalo Wing Fest, which is coming up Saturday and Sunday, plus two Wing Fest t-shirts, courtesy of Buffalo Wing Fest. For event hours and tickets, visit buffalowing.com.
One quick spider follow-up story. So I want to go home, and if I go to look at that shoe on the porch and the spider is not there,
yeah,
then what? Move?
That's his house now.
It could be anywhere. If he's not in the shoe, he's right behind me, isn't he?
You got to set up like a camera to watch and see when he comes back.
That is a great idea.
Like, you know how they have cameras for like bird feeders?
I've got one of those cameras for bird feeders.
I'm
going to put that right by the shoe. That is exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to show you that spider in action. He's going to come out of that shoe.
We need more sports teams named after spiders. We don't have any.
Cleveland had a chance to do it, didn't they?
The Cleveland Spiders.
When they went to the Guardians, they could have gone Spiders. They had an old team.
The Richmond Spiders.
Yeah.
Right, college team.
That's right. They've never done anything of note. Sal will get that joke. It's fine. They beat Syracuse as a 15 seed when Syracuse was a 2 back in 1990, but, you know, no one's keeping track of that anymore. It's fine. I'm reading that tea tree oil will get spiders away.
Tea tree oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to get a break in. 5 minutes from the rivalry uniforms official. Good looks at them. We'll stay for 5 minutes, give a quick thought. I think they're going to be good. I think they're fine. Based on the leak we have, I think I'm good with them. At least they're not the worst of the eight. They're probably like top three. So we'll get the full rundown when we get back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.